We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Robert Roberts is a professor of political science at JMU, the author of Ethics in U.S. Government, an encyclopedia of investigations, scandals, reforms, and legislation. And I'm not sure it's legit, Robert, but I suspect you'll probably have a second volume by the time President Trump is done with his time in the White House, whether it's one term or two terms, because everything's turning into a scandal here. I mean, you think everybody's hypersensitive, or is this real?
I'm not sure it's a scandal. I think we're having a battle over presidential power. Mm-hmm. And there's a long history of... There's a long history of academic debate over the last century, really, over how much power the president should have. And now we're in a classic example where this president is pushing the limits, and there doesn't seem to be a lot. The other two institutions, for example, the courts, Supreme Court, and the Congress doesn't seem to be pushing back.
And you think that Donald Trump gets more attention because he is so... I mean, bombastic is kind of a loaded word, but he's so forward with the way he presents himself that he invites scrutiny that someone like Barack Obama, who I think also kind of pushed the edge on some of the issues that...
He did. Obama pushed the issues, particularly on immigration. I think really is how he deals with individuals who he disagrees with. He goes on Twitter and attacks them personally.
Right.
And generally, that has not been the common practice of presidents in American history. Andrew Jackson did, one of his favorite presidents, was quite like that. I mean, there are very a lot of similarities between Jackson and Trump. Jackson attacked everybody.
I talked to a guy yesterday who told me that's one of the things he likes about Donald Trump is that he doesn't think he's two-faced. You know, a lot of presidents smile and they... shake hands with you, and they take a picture with you. I mean, I don't know this, but I've heard that Bill Clinton had a secret code word with his staffers that if he really hated somebody, he'd compliment your tie, which meant get this blankety-blank guy out of my face because I hate him. But you would never know. If you were talking to him, you thought he was being nice to you, but instead he was really insulting you. But with Donald Trump, you have no there is no guessing. He will let you know right to your face whether he likes you or not.
But the problem is he doesn't seem to understand that under the Constitution, the president has limited powers. Congress, and so in a sense, he goes after people, basically saying, you can't do what you're doing. You have to listen to me. I'm in charge of everything. And that's not the way the Constitution is supposed to work. The problem is that Congress has given up a lot of its authority to all presidents, not this one,
right,
since the New Deal. And the court, this Supreme Court, has been very leery since the 1980s on putting any restraints on any president, not only this one, Barack Obama, Clinton, et cetera. And so you have this vacuum where Trump is pushing the limits in all sorts of ways of presidential power, which I think is much more important than what he says on Twitter. I mean, I think the Twitter thing, he may get people mad by attacking them personally, et cetera, but the real issue is how is he reshaping the presidency? In other words, is the presidency becoming much, much stronger, and it should it become much stronger? And so I think that's the more interesting issue dealing with Trump right now.
Well, that's one of the issues that Senator Tim Kaine was attempting to address to rein in presidential authority to just go out and take actions that could start a war or respond to actions that could eventually result in a war. And the president's made it very clear, you can pass whatever you want. I intend to veto it. I don't think that Tim Kaine he's mustered enough support to get it passed, but certainly not enough to override a presidential veto.
Absolutely not. And so he can't override the veto. And we've seen numerous presidents doing the same thing. I mean, we saw George W. Bush in the Iraq War, Afghanistan. We've seen Johnson in Vietnam. We've seen numerous presidents pushing the power of foreign policy. And from taking politics out of it entirely, not whether Republican or Democrat, which we should do sometime, this is not a good trend. When you have a president with absolute power who seems to be able to do anything they want, once again, any president, not just this one, that the founding fathers did not intend that to happen. And the issue with the Constitution is it's so general. It's not a specific constitution like we see in state constitutions. That there's been an assumption that presidents won't push the envelope of power, and they have. And that's creating a real dilemma in terms of Congress, the courts, et cetera. What do you do in terms of how do you restore the balance that the founding fathers, a strict constitutionalist would believe, the founding fathers wanted?
If you take the politics out of it, don't you think that people on the right and people on the left are very dissatisfied with their government because they don't seem to think that the government accomplishes for them? And let's just take immigration as an example. Mm-hmm. We've got folks on both sides. I'm very anti. I'm not for open borders. I want them to slam the border shut and get this under control, obey the law. Then there are people on the left who want the exact opposite. And I worked in Congress in 2004, 2005, 2006, and we were having the exact same conversations then that we are now. We don't seem to be able to push through. So without somebody like Donald Trump, who's going to be super aggressive and actually take executive steps to take care of the things that his side cares about, you just kind of linger in limbo, right? I mean, then you wind up with a very unhappy electorate.
That's part of what the founding fathers wanted. In other words, they wanted that. They wanted basically that unless you could get the majority of the people supporting something, that you wouldn't allow one president to push through something, and or Congress to push through something. And so people are increasingly unhappy on both sides of the spectrum. And I think we have to forget that 30% of the American people don't care about politics. They don't participate. And so about huge numbers of Americans just don't care. So you've got the other 70% who are divided somewhat equally between what I could call progressives and conservatives.
Yeah.
And they don't like each other at all.
Yeah.
And there isn't a middle left because the middle tends not to participate.
Well, we got to figure out a way to get the attention of that 30% because that'll throw it one way or the other. I appreciate it. Professor of Political Science at JMU, thanks for being with us this morning. I hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.